money.
I wanted to talk about student loans today and how student loans can affect applying for a mortgage. Those of you that are regular listeners to the show know that my expertise and what I do on a daily basis is mortgages. For new listeners, that's what I do. I just hang out with you on the weekends here for the money hour. But in student loan balances recently broke the $1 trillion mark and now exceed the balances of credit cards in America. And many students don't think about the ripple effect of student loans and how it may have an effect on the ability for them to actually qualify and finance for a mortgage. The impact can be devastating. So I wanted to kind of go over some of these key things to look out for, important facts about student loans and the effect that they can have when you're applying for an actual mortgage loan to secure a mortgage for your dream house. Number one, deferred loans. 1 year deferment for FHA is what they state, to where you're not utilizing that payment in qualifying for your mortgage and on conventional financing. Here's the thing though, you want to make sure that your mortgage, because the information provided at application is also only as good as the mortgage consultant and how they're looking at that and making sure that they're getting that reviewed and looked at by an underwriter. Because here's a common mistake that happens with student loans and deferment when you're going through the pre-approval process is the credit report states that it's in deferment, but the requirement for FHA, conventional financing, and even VA is they have to be in deferment for a minimum 1 year. 12 months from the time that you actually close on your mortgage. So here's the first thing is when you're closing on your mortgage, that actually is typically going to be 30 days, maybe a little bit more, even from the time that your contract's accepted. So when your first mortgage payment is going to be typically a minimum 30 days and sometimes 60 days from the time that you actually close on your mortgage. So you have at least 1 month before you make your first mortgage payment, sometimes 2 months, depending on when the closing date is. So it has to be in 1 year deferment from the time that you make your first mortgage payment. So most student loan companies will not re-defer student loans. They'll defer it at 12 months at a time and will not re-defer again until that 12 months is over, which makes it impossible in most situations to have that 1 year. So this is what you have to do is you've got to find out where those student loans are going to payments are going to be when you're out of deferment to calculate that in your qualifying, because it can be devastating on the qualification process and securing your mortgage if this is not cleared up and taken care of and understood at the pre-approval process. Duplicate student loans. This is really common. Many times when you're going through the process of securing your student loans, you're going to have multiple times that student loan is actually being sold. And so you have duplications on the actual credit report. You want to make sure that you're getting these things cleared and resolved on the credit report to ensure that that's going to be a smooth process when you're going through the actual closing of the process. If the loan ever goes into default, all of those are actually going to be reporting on your actual credit report that there's been a default on these duplicate student loans, which can have a huge effect on your credit score. Now, if your mortgage consultant doesn't know that in a rapid rescore process, or even that they have the ability to do a rapid rescore, they're not able to adjust that credit score for you. And it's really important because your credit score has a huge effect on what your actual interest rate of your loan is going to be, and actually in some cases, whether you're going to get the loan or not. Now, term options for your student loans. With most student loans, you may have multiple payment options available. Maybe it's a repayment for 10 years, 20 years, or even 30-year terms. In many cases, when your credit report is pulled, the payment is listed for the higher amount rather than the actual. So maybe it's listed for a 10-year secured, that payment amortized over a 10-year versus a 30-year. The student loan company will report on the credit report the lowest term reflecting the highest payment in most situations, which is going to have a huge effect on your approval. So you want to make sure you're getting that updated or having your mortgage consultant do that through, again, the rapid rescore process to get that completed. Now, if your student loan payment really is over a 10-year period, go in and have that changed to a 30-year period if you're having any issues in qualifying for a mortgage. Because if you look at a $50,000 student loan at a 5% interest rate over a 10-year period, that's going to be a $530 a month payment. If you amortize that over 30 years, you're taking that payment from $530 down to $268. So it's saving $262 a month in your payment, which results dollar for dollar into an additional $260 a month that you can approve for in an actual mortgage payment. And that's going to increase your buying potential, maybe $20,000 to $30,000. So it's going to have a huge effect. Make sure that you ask the amount that's being calculated for the approval process to secure that and to ensure that it's going to be the right amount. Student loans and collection, on many occasions, I've seen federally backed student loans from the U.S. Department of Education or Sallie Mae remove all late payments on student loans on the credit report if brought to current. Now, there's no law or there's no guarantee that this is going to happen, but I've seen it happen many times, and I guarantee you're not going to see it on any other debt that you have. You're not going to negotiate with the credit card company or your car payment if you've had any delinquent payments. But in student loans, for whatever reason, that a lot of times you're able to do that through the student loan companies if you get those collections paid off. So you want to make sure that you're doing that and asking if they can adjust the actual late on your credit report, because that's going to have a big impact on your actual score. And if on the collections, negotiate not only the delinquent activities on there, but actually the amount that you owe. And sometimes that can work as well. So just some tips on your student loans. Those of you that have student loan payments, if you're thinking of moving forward and trying to secure a mortgage for a new home purchase, it's important to understand how that process works. And that's the Money Chat coming up next on the Money Hour. Are you smart and safe with your financial investments? Jim Black with Absolute Return Solutions right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.